Rutherford Issues. We're everywhere you need to be. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back in as the conversation continues here on Rutherford Issues until 4 o'clock. Then we talk some sports from 4 to 5 on All Sports Talk. But we have plenty of time here to jump into all things United Way. I'll go ahead and say it, I guess. Brian Hercules handlers are here, but he has to have some, doesn't he, Dana and Carolyn?
The brass is here.
I always try to think of something witty to say about Brian. He usually hears about it somehow along the way. Carolyn Tumbleson and also Dana Barrett joining us to talk about the United Way campaign. And Carolyn, things have been really hot, really heavy with everything that's going on in terms of campaigns and such. And there was a big announcement last Thursday that I know that's pretty special.
Yeah, that was an exciting moment for us, and it was an interesting decision to go ahead and have a press conference and talk about where the campaign is. Typically, we don't announce any campaign results until the celebration, which this year's February 21st. But it was an opportunity to kind of reach out to the community. We are going to finish this campaign year at the best results ever, at the highest amount ever. But what we're really stretching for is to meet that $3 million goal. And for the first time, it is in sight.
Very close in sight. Mm-hmm. The thermometer keeps climbing.
Yeah. And, you know, the thermometer doesn't climb as fast as we see it climb internally. But that's because when you look at what our results we posted this week, which is 69% of the $3 million goal, that's a representation of what we've got in already, what companies and individuals have already committed to. But what we really see is that it's tracking to be over 2.9 million. So we're under 100,000 shy of that $3 million goal. And this is a time we're really reaching out to the community for people who've given before and maybe haven't given this year, or maybe they've never given to United Way or another charitable organization, and saying this is the time. This is when you can make a difference in your community.
Make a big difference. Dana, I'm sure you've been very busy yourself as well.
Oh, yes. We've been, am I on?
Yes.
I'm very busy. Campaigns, Verizon Wireless and Cannon County Schools. We've been tracking along and still have some campaigns going on out there, so it's very exciting. Carolyn and Brian and the board and everybody's done an amazing job to make all this happen, and it's exciting to reach this milestone.
Now, you have been doing a lot of work with the campaigns,
yes,
the big company campaigns and things of that nature, corporate campaigns, I guess. Is that kind of where you focused?
That and the new business, reaching out to those that have not committed in the past, and just developing that relationship with them and educating about what United Way does.
There's been a lot of extra emphasis on outreach, mm-hmm, to some new businesses this year.
Yes.
And has that been kind of your focus?
That has been a big focus this year.
And what about response? How has response been? Sometimes all it takes is just to make the ask, I guess.
That and educating on how United Way works and what's all involved and where the dollars go, mm-hmm, and the business aspect of United Way and how responsible and what goes into that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is the biggest question, Carolyn, that you get about, from someone who may not be familiar with what the United Way does, what's the biggest question when you ask about making a contribution that they say, well, I don't know what United Way is, or who do you help? What are some questions that you may be able to answer that someone out there now may have?
I appreciate that, and I love it when I get those questions. I think the hardest thing is when you're giving a presentation to a group or an individual and you ask if they have questions and you don't hear anything. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll ask my own questions. But, you know, the first question is always, where does the money go? And United Way of Rutherford and Cannon County is a local organization. We've got a local board. All the funding decisions are made by our local allocation volunteers. So I think that's the primary thing for someone to know. A lot of people are familiar with the United Way brand, the logo, the Live United t-shirts that they see on TV, but they're not aware that we are a member of a larger organization, but we are not part of a larger company. So like I said, everything happens locally, and all the 46 agencies, affiliate agencies and programs are in Rutherford or Cannon County, or serve people in Rutherford and Cannon County. So that's a primary question, is where would my dollars go if I give to United Way?
I would assume that the response after that is, well, good. Because, you know, if it's going to other places, then it, maybe you don't feel like you're having an impact on your community. But this way, you can have a direct impact on your community.
You truly can. And there are a lot of great charitable organizations out there that fill a lot of needs. But probably giving to United Way is the most relevant, immediate way that you can make a difference in your community. And through the ease of most companies have payroll deduction, or if someone as an individual would like to give to United Way, they can log onto our website and click the Donate Now button, which is to the upper right-hand side. But, you know, we can bill people quarterly, or they can run a credit card or send a check to the office. So it's simple to give to the United Way. It's a very accountable organization. And all those agencies that are funded touch so many people in Rutherford and Cannon County.
I would assume that since we're coming up on the end of a tax year, that some may be looking to make charitable contributions. Would this count in that category?
Absolutely, 100% tax deductible. And there's some interesting year-end giving strategies as well for people who would like to maybe avoid paying some taxes on that. Keep your dollars local instead of sending them to the government. But
sure.
Particularly those people who are age 70 and a half and are taking required distributions from their IRAs, they can roll that distribution tax-free to United Way. So make a charitable donation, reduce your tax benefits, and help those that you care about in Rutherford and Cannon County.
Either Uncle Sam's going to get it, or it can stay right here, I guess.
I know what I vote for.
I bet you would. and it's a great thing to do. Carolyn Tumbleson and Dana Barrett joining us in studio. The United Way campaign continues until when? I mean, how long will there be fundraising going on? Or is that kind of a open-ended question?
It's not an open-ended question. I think for the people who work for companies, small and large, who've run a United Way campaign, most of them have been run so far. There still are some opportunities if a company wants to invite us in and present what are the features of giving to United Way and how does that get done. We can still do that between now and the end of the year. But if someone does a payroll deduction, naturally they'd like to see that come out of their January paycheck. Mm-hmm. As far as a corporate gift, a special event, an individual gift, you know, that can happen any time of year, but we really won't close our books until we get a lot of the feedback from the national campaigns that don't give us the results until January and February. So in February is when we'll put this campaign to bed, and I'm certainly hoping and I believe that we can reach that $3 million mark.
Dana, what do you say to maybe the new businesses or people who may have the comment, well, you know, I don't have a lot to give. I can only give a few dollars per month, or you know, just don't feel like they can contribute to the level of some others.
What I always tell people, I visited the food bank in Smyrna and Laverne, and she was telling me one of the stories about a child that was there, and her mom was there, and they were getting their basket of food, and so she handed the little girl a loaf of bread with the little bunny on it, and thinking that it would really make this little girl, you know, laugh and giggle. The little girl started crying, and she was devastated, and she told the mom, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make her cry. She said, no, you don't understand. Said, my little girl's been wanting toast for the past 3 or 4 days, and now I can go home and make toast for her. And you think a loaf of bread's only $1.66 or, you know, $2. And we take a lot of things for granted, and we're so blessed in what we do have. And so for somebody just to give a dollar a week or just contribute something, I just ask people just to participate in some form of fashion.
You know, I remember when Brian was here the last time and we talked about the campaign, you know, you look at it, and if everyone within the sound of our voice would give just a dollar, everything would be okay, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think the needs in this community are great, but we live in a very giving community. And I think the statistic that you're referring to is if every household in Rutherford and Cannon County, not every person, but every household gave a dollar a week back to the community, that would raise $6 million. And there's always been a gap between what United Way has been able to fund the partner agencies and what the requests are. And we're hoping to close that gap. And if we hit that $3 million mark, that'll be the closest ever and be able to bring on more partners. I mean, like I said, there are a lot of great organizations we were able to fund through grants this year. like Greenhouse Ministries and Big Brothers and Big Sisters, but have not been able to bring them on as a regular partner, and that would be a great thing to do for this community.
The fact that you are closer than ever to the goal, which has been a lofty goal, but one that you need to kind of close that gap. The last couple of years have fallen a bit short of the actual goal, but have still been able to fund these dollars right back here into our community and make such an impact. There's one statistic, and you probably know it. How many people are touched in Rutherford County by United Way agencies? I think that is just a very important statistic for everyone to realize.
It is. One in three people in Rutherford and Cannon County have used the services of a United Way-funded agency. And it may not always be an emergency like the Red Cross coming. It could be, like in my case, my kids went to the Boys and Girls Club, and I'm glad it was there, and that's what I needed, and that's what they needed at the time. And so there can be positive ways that someone has the service of a United Way-funded agency. But in many, many times, it's meeting critical needs. It's maybe a family going for the first time to the food bank, and those numbers are up 30-40% higher than they were the year before. I know the West Main Mission is serving, I think it's over 1,000 more people this year than they did last year. When times are tough, needs increase. And fortunately, we're seeing this year kind of a response to that. People are feeling a little more comfortable, I think, about either their positions or the economy, a little more generous than we've seen in the past. And it's a trend that's important to continue, because, I mean, this is a community we live in. We want it to be strong. We want people to, have better education and access to good health care and have a strong income. So there's ways that people can contribute to that.
And I'm sure you keep up with the pulse in other communities where United Way campaigns are going on. Does that help you with a sense of excitement here compared to other areas? Are they seeing an increase as well? What is your gauge on that, I guess?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I've kind of had tunnel vision for the campaign season here, but I know in different areas of the country, I was not born in Murfreesboro, but I definitely have been here 20 years now, and this is home to me, and this is where I'd like my children to stay for their whole lives. And I can see how things are good when you live in the South. This is a great place to live. I said it's a very giving community. There are a lot of people that give to a lot of different charitable organizations, and when you're blessed, you want to give back to the community. I think people, particularly that live in this area of the country, feel that. I mean, you know, with all the economic news that we've had with companies building in Rutherford County and, the growth that's all the way from Laverne down to what now off Joby Jackson Parkway, there's a lot of opportunities for people here.
I really think it's a very, and maybe we're looking at it through rose-colored glasses, and that's kind of why I ask that question occasionally to different folks, because we are in such a giving community, one that really wants to take care of its people, right here in Rutherford and Cannon counties. Okay, how can we jump in on the bandwagon? We want to let folks know if they haven't, if they're not in a campaign with their workplace, it's still an easy thing to do, and that's give this time of the year to the United Way.
Absolutely, and you mentioned the tax implications earlier. If you're looking at placing some dollars to a charitable organization, United Way is an excellent choice. Our website is uwrutherford.org, and when you open up that main page, you will see I think there's an orange word give on the left, and there's a blue box that says donate now on the right, and that'll either connect you with a way to give with PayPal or credit card, or also our mailing address to mail a check. And as Dana said, not every gift has to be a large gift. In fact, many, many small gifts work together, and that's the beauty of United Way, that a lot of people giving what they can feel in their hearts that they can give, all pooled together and meeting those critical needs in the community. It's one way to make a $25 donation or a $50 donation turn into a $3 million campaign and really change some lives for the better.
That's uwrutherford.org, where you can find more information. Carolyn, Dana, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Sounds like it's going to be a great 2012. Looking forward to that community celebration in February, too.
Yes. Yeah, that'll be a great event.
Keep Brian straight, okay? Do your best. That's all we can
ask. That's all we can ask. Thanks
all
so
right.
much.
Thank you. Carolyn Tumbleson and also Dana Barrett joining us here from the United Way here on WGNS Rutherford Issues. Back to wrap it all up here in a second.
It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS AM-FM.